Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love. Seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub. And I'm actually recording this in a bit of an experimental setup. I'm just gonna hope that nothing is gonna fly in the middle of the recording. But honestly, as I was just setting these things up, I realized that I do want to put this out here as well. If you ever feel like your creative juices are just not flowing, like something is not going in the right direction, things are a bit bleak, you're not really feeling inspired, switching up your environment, even in terms of just switching what your table is facing, it can change it all. Like, it sounds dramatic, but I promise you, that's literally, it can be the biggest boost of inspiration, and it can just bring this weird level of excitement to get back into things. That's why the recording of this specific episode is in a bit of a random setup. And again, I'll just hope that it's gonna stay this way until I'm done recording. And on that note, today we're talking about quite a big topic. I want to talk about what is working and what most likely will be working in the digital product and online business space in 2026 and probably beyond as well. I have to start by saying that the landscape of online businesses definitely has changed a lot in the recent years. And truth be told, many of the strategies that used to work quite all right, they just don't work the same way anymore. And we especially see this as some big course names like Amy and Jenna have recently announced some big shifts in their businesses. And while their businesses altogether is a whole another conversation and their business practices definitely are worthwhile a whole another episode, today I want to focus on what is working if things like digital courses are not really on top of that list anymore, and why we see more and more creators stepping away from that and what it is that they're doing instead. So truth be told, I have already said this time and time again, one of the main reasons why courses, well, I would say there are two key reasons why people are just not as keen on purchasing courses anymore. And that being said, you can still create and sell a successful product. But just the general scene has definitely changed, and it's not just as easy and as seamless as it used to be. There definitely has to be put in a lot more thought work in the process and in the selling, in the marketing. It has to be a long-term strategy. You can't just whip up a product and like put it out there. And there are two key reasons, at least in my eyes, why this has happened. Okay, so the biggest thing is the shift that we have felt after COVID. So COVID lasted on average for like 2 to 3 years, right? There was like, or at least a year or two, there was like this very intense focus on being online, being in the online space. That's when courses really gained their popularity, and they were popular and they were doing really well before that as well. But that was kind of the peak moment when really everybody knew about the concept of courses. Everybody was into it. We had nothing else to do, so we were creating courses, we were buying courses. It was just a normal pace of our daily lives at the time. Now, as COVID is in the past, and I actually can't even believe how long ago it actually happened, it both feels like it happened just yesterday, and it also feels like it happened in a whole another century. But now that we have somewhat forgotten about the fact that it happened, one major thing that it left behind was the feeling that we want to be out more. We want to seek opportunities to step away from our screens. We want to be with our communities. When possible, we actually want to meet offline, or we just want to have a more peaceful, more soulful paces of our lives, right? When that intense period of everything being online ended and we suddenly had the freedom to kind of live our lives normally, many of us started to rethink how we spend our days, right? And by the way, I did record a whole another episode about this specifically, and I'm kind of like just rambling on about pretty much the same thing. But I think it's important to understand those reasons to also understand where we are going. And the second huge reason why many courses are just not seeing the same level of success anymore, of course, is ChatGPT and everything AI related. The fact is that a lot of the core demographic for course buyers are currently searching their information on ChatGPT. And truth be told, ChatGPT will lay out all the steps for anything that you might want to do step by step, often better than some courses would, right? So as we are getting more and more used to actually turning to ChatGPT for answers, and the underlying issue with AI-focused answers. So I'm not saying that AI is completely taking over the course space altogether, okay? But we are just seeing that shift that many people who otherwise would have purchased the courses or joined the communities, you know, been interested in many of these other digital products, now they have shifted to ChatGPT. Anyhow, not to make this whole episode about AI, I just wanted to kind of lay these ground reasons so again we can understand why it's happening and what you can do about it. So now let's talk about some things that I have noticed working really well, and I think they will be the core offers to consider in 2026 and also beyond. So the first one is something that I already mentioned, and it's the communities and building connections. So if you are considering doing this offline, that might actually be an absolute winner. People are really into offline meetings, like meeting in real life, going to all kinds of retreats and group sessions and workshops. And of course, it will be more upfront investment from you. But if that is something that's on your mind, I would definitely strongly suggest you to consider it. I see a lot of people being wildly successful with these type of events. However, it doesn't have to be happening in real life for it to be great success. So there are many different ways to think about building communities and creating these connections between people. The most kind of regular way to think about it is definitely subscription-based forum space. So if there's a specific topic, for example, I have seen this happening with social media. When people are just getting started with social media and they don't really know what to post, how to create their posts, you know, how to film the videos, what ideas to follow, what music to use, and so on, there are many successful communities focused on providing the guidance regarding that. And the difference between having a course about it and having a community about it is that you always can be on top of the latest things that are happening, right? Especially in things like marketing and social media, there's always something new. So creators who have built these spaces, they are actually consistently providing something truly valuable because so many people are on social media. So many people want to succeed on social media, and there's always something happening. And it's not really something that can be put in the course format. And within this community space, they first of all get consistent regular updates of what is going on, but they also have that most important part, the community aspect. They can see what others are doing. They can communicate with others. They can ask their questions and get direct answers. And they can get more case-specific support as well. And while I'm giving social media as an example, I also have to highlight that, of course, it's not the only niche and the only topic that will be doing well in communities. For example, over years, I have worked several times with narcissistic relationship coaches. In simple terms, coaches who are helping women to recover after narcissistic or emotionally abusive relationships. I have helped to build several communities around that, and many of them have been very successful. Now, I'm sharing this just to give you a bit of a different perspective, different idea. The niche and the topic doesn't really matter. The fact is that people have that connection point. They can connect with others dealing with the same things. And often that humanness factor is what we're not getting in, for example, ChatGPT, right? You can get the answers, you can get the steps, but you don't really get the practical real life application. In the community spaces is where this is happening. Now, there are many different types of communities and there are many different ways to do this. As I already mentioned, one of the most popular and kind of common ways would be to create like a forum space. However, these days also very popular are Telegram groups. if you have the kind of a niche, the kind of a topic where people can just easily pop in and ask some questions day to day, you can create low ticket Telegram group where you open that space for questions and you are just sharing answers either daily or weekly, really depends on how many people might be in there. There's so many different ideas to work with. Those can be online co-working sessions, brainstorming sessions, just the space for people to connect. And yes, in most cases, this will require more of ongoing effort on your end. It's not as easy as creating and selling a course, but the thing is, you can always still create and sell a course, right? I'm just talking more about things that I've noticed to be really successful. So if you feel like your course that you may already have is not really doing that great, and you're thinking like, how can you actually take that space in 2026? This might be the idea you want to go for. The second idea of what is working in 2026, many might not like it, but it's the content. Unfortunately, and honestly, like, I love social media, I love content, I love creating content, I love watching content, but unfortunately, I have to say that I am tired of the idea of content, okay? Like, it's such a weird space to be. Like, I am producing a lot of content, but at the same time, I dream of a world where we don't have social media. Like, honestly, I miss those times. I was a teenager, I was a kid, the days when there were no social media, and I do miss those times. But it's a new era, we are in new space in our lives, and content is gaining its popularity year and year and year, time and time again. So what do I mean by content? If you want to generate income online, you can seriously consider creating content that could later bring in income. We're talking about YouTube videos where, for example, you can get paid for views. It will take time, it will take a lot of views and a lot of subscribers, and the income might not really be all that stable, but it is one of the venues to consider. Same goes for TikTok. There are creator programs where you can get paid. Besides that, there are so many other ways to get paid with content. One of them, of course, is sponsored posts. You don't actually have to have like 10k followers or even 5k followers to get sponsored posts, okay? You can get sponsored posts even if you have smaller following. So that is definitely the kind of direction to consider, especially if you like being in front of camera. I know this is a tricky bit for many, but if you are enjoying it, it might feel like content creator space is very saturated, but honestly, we're always watching more content. Like, it's not all that saturated. Sure, there probably are already like thousands of people doing the same thing that you want to be doing or talking about a specific topic, but you are bringing your perspective, you're bringing your vibe into your content, and people will follow you for you. I don't think content is the type of thing that can actually be oversaturated, honestly, because you will always find your specific audience. Then we also, besides the sponsorships, we also have affiliate links, which is something that you can get started with even without any audience, right? I mean, you will still want people to be attracted to your content and, you know, be around you, be actually watching and opening those affiliate links and actually purchasing the products. But this is the kind of thing that you can get started even without any following. So let's say you have 100 followers right now, you have a specific niche, you're talking about specific thing, and you are sharing that affiliate link from time to time. Every purchase through that link will count. And when you start summing these things up eventually, the views, the sponsorships, the affiliates, it is a lot of money. And especially in the sponsorships, there is a lot of money, even if you don't have huge following. And for the last but not least, I actually really just wanted to add it in here. If you are someone who is interested in making money online, but maybe you haven't really started just yet, like maybe you don't have established business just yet, I want to definitely highlight the chance to do done-for-you offers or just being a freelancer. This is definitely not as passive, it might not feel as sexy in terms of quick income, but done-for-you offers work like a charm because people really want for somebody to do things for them, okay? There are so many businesses, so many creators that need support. You just need to choose your specific niche, your specific focus, and either you already have some skills that you can translate into that, or maybe you want to learn something new. All of that is absolutely possible. I started freelancing in 2015, and again, I have to say, like, the whole landscape of freelancing was definitely a lot different back then. Not everybody knew about the concept as a whole, but even back then, I literally just started, like, within a few days. I became a self-taught graphic designer, and as I was learning designing, I already started offering my services, and eventually, I grew to the place where I can be very specific about what I'm offering, I can increase my prices, and so on. Yes, it's all a work in progress, like, especially if you might not have as much of an experience just yet, or you don't really have specific skills to sell. It will take you a while, but if you ultimately want to be making money online, it's absolutely worthwhile to consider that. And of course, if you have a specific niche, if you have a specific business and you want to translate that into online space, you can also, instead of done for your offers, you can consider coaching as well. And coaching doesn't always have to be coaching per se. You can provide strategy sessions. You can provide audits. There are so many different ways to serve your specific audience with your specific experience. So to wrap this up, I know this was a bit of a long one. And by the way, I have talked a lot, like, this whole podcast is about creating digital products, right? So if you're interested specifically in the product aspect, just search for other episodes before. I do talk a lot more about that, but in this one, I wanted to specifically focus on some alternatives to courses and digital products per se. So to wrap it up, is it actually still worthwhile to create products? Is it still a realistic approach? I would say absolutely yes. Products definitely can make great sales, and there are some creators and some products that will be more successful than others, but it's always nice to have some other ideas out there as well, and literally just leverage your experience with several different offers and see what works the best specifically for you and for your audience. If you have any questions or you want to connect, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. Now, that'll be it for this episode, and I hope to see you in the next one.